Well, you know, most professionals have like a code of ethics, or like the AICPA has guidelines for CPAs, the IAA has ethical guidelines for auditors and conducting their work. As far as you know, practically what makes you effective at doing the work, it's one, having the capability of developing strong relationships with your audit clients. And then two, it's being able to have those tough conversations in a fair way. As far as scope limitations or scope creep goes and that kind of stuff, where people argue, well, you can audit X, Y, Z, but you can't audit A and B and C. You know, most public companies are, you know, like handle this through like an internal audit function charter, where they say basically the internal audit function has the access to any document that they want anytime they want. And that's your authority. You have the ability to define your scope however you choose. You use professional judgment in determining what you should and shouldn't be focusing on, and you should be capable of making a risk-based argument